The cattle spit in my face. Let's try that again, kids. Okay, you want to try it now? There we go. All right. Goodness.
Bring me sunshine in your smile.
Until next time.
Bring me life.
Next week at the same time on these same stations, 88.3 WYRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important. Be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but it smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Smooth, relaxing, and easy is coming up next here on the Giggle Puss Broadcasting Network. It's 3 o'clock. Bring me fun.
Bring me sunshine. Bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter. All the while in this world there should be more happiness.
Goodbye.
So much
goodbye.
Joy you
goodbye,
can
goodbye.
Give. To each breath.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org, also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
little glissando there at the end. That's the Fantastic Strings on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Good Morning, Starshine. The Earth says hello. And yes, we say hello to you too here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. I'm Eric O'Brien. We started this show off with the 101 strings with the Carole King tune known as Tapestry. So anyhow, it's good to be with you. And we'll just take it from here. It is time to talk about the holidays of the day that you didn't know about, but they're there to celebrate, so you might as well celebrate them because they're there. I mean, no other reason other than that. So let's start with August 22nd, shall we? It's Be an Angel Day. It encourages you to perform small acts of kindness for others. Sometimes that's very hard to do. It's also National Tooth Fairy Day, celebrating the magical figure who collects children's lost teeth. National Bow Day, I think that's how it's pronounced, B-A-O, like Bill Bow, honors the popular Chinese steamed bun filled with meats or vegetables. I didn't know what that was until now. So there you go. August 23rd is Ride the Wind Day. So if you want to enjoy a flight or wind sports or the spirit of freedom in the air, ride the wind. Not like the wind, ride the wind. National Cuban Sandwich Day, paying tribute to the layered ham, pork, cheese, and pickle sandwich. And it's also International Day for the Remembrance of Slave Trade and its Abolition. It's a UN observance honoring those who've fought to end the transatlantic slave trade. August 24th is National Waffle Day. It marks the anniversary of the U.S. patent for the waffle iron. It's also Pluto Demoted Day. You remember back in 2006 when the ninth planet, which the mnemonic device was pizza. Yes, it's now my very educated mother just served us nine. Pluto lost its status as the ninth planet. It's also Strange Music Day, encouraging listening to unusual or experimental music styles, not unlike heard on this show, right? Let's see, August 25th is National Banana Split Day, celebrating the iconic dessert topped with ice cream, bananas, and sauces, and created in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, not too far from here. Kiss and Makeup Day encourages reconciliation after disagreements and fights. That's a good one. It's also National Secondhand Wardrobe Day, promoting thrift shopping and giving clothes a second life. August 26th is National Hot Dog Day. No explanation needed there, other than it's actually just National Dog Day. Where I got hot, I don't know, but it honors all dogs, breeds, and adoption and care, and so on and so forth. It's also Women's Equality Day. I don't know why those two fall on the same day, but they do. It marks the ratification of the 19th Amendment, granting women the right to vote. And it is also National Toilet Paper Day. So you have Dog Day, you have International or Women's Equality Day, and National Toilet Paper Day all on the same day. That's great. It marks the anniversary of the first U.S. patent for a roll of perforated toilet paper issued in 1871 to Seth Wheeler of Albany, New York. So there you go. August 27th is Just Because Day. It's just be random and spontaneous. It's National Pots de Crème Day, which is a French custard dessert served in small cups. It's also Tarzan Day, celebrating the debut of Edgar Rice Burroughs' Jungle Hero in 1912. And finally, August 28th is National Bowtie Day, Radio Commercials Day, and National Cherry Turnovers Day. Yeah. So the first radio advertisement was August 28th, 1922. So that's why that's Radio Advertisement Day. And that's the holidays you need to celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate. Here's Johnny Douglas on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Is your day rough, irritating, and difficult? Spend a couple of hours with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And suddenly, your day will be brighter.
is Smooth, Relaxing and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Now, I suppose you probably assume that that was Herb Alpert, and no, it was not. It was not the Tijuana Brass. It was the Los Norte Americanos, an imitation group. I would say it's a tribute band to the Tijuana Brass. Obladi Oblada, I'm not sure that it is, but anyhow, that's my guess. Frank Jacksfield, before that, Me and You and a Dog Named Boo. That's such bad English that I can't even say it. James Last, before that, Make This Night Last Forever, Lex de Azevedo with Walk Right Back, and Johnny Douglas in Daybreak. And here is Nick Ingman. Sunday will never be the same. Never ever. Smooth, relaxed, and easy. Thank you.
Our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Percy Faith there on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with the Lover's Concerto. It's kind of a Percy Faith sandwich there. We had Ron Goodwin in the middle there with Morning Train, and Percy Faith again with I Will Follow You. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for another week here. And we are now in time for... I'll get it out. Guinness World Records recently achieved, starting with a chicken named Pearl, who has just pecked her way into history. At 14 years and 69 days old, Pearl was officially recognized as the world's oldest living chicken. For perspective on that, most backyard chickens live between 5 and 10 years. However, Pearl has outlasted two U.S. presidencies and countless barnyard companions. Her owners credit a diet of fresh greens, plenty of attention, and what they call spa days in the dust bath, whatever that is. The largest cybathon in history took place this past week, with hundreds of athletes with physical disabilities competing using cutting-edge assistive technologies, kind of what I need to be able to talk today for some reason. From robotic prosthetic arms to brain-controlled wheelchairs, competitors demonstrated both athleticism and futuristic engineering. The Guinness title was awarded for the record-setting scale of participation, a showcase of human determination meeting technological innovation. Dog lover Maria Gabarro wagged his way into the World Record Academy with the largest collection of dog-related items, an astonishing 5,025 pieces, as a matter of fact. From porcelain figurines to rare vintage posters, his home is more than a canine museum. It is a canine museum. It's more than a house. Asked if he had a favorite, Gabarro laughed and said, yes, the real dog that started it all. Of course, nonetheless. And finally, a record with rhythm. The largest marimba ensemble ever assembled played in unison last week. A total of 1,276 young musicians struck wooden keys with rubber mallets, creating a wave of sound that shook the concert hall. Teachers described it as both the loudest and proudest moment of their careers. I don't know. I think marimba music is kind of nice, actually, but maybe not... 1,276 pieces. 1,276 marimbas played the big... and it doesn't fit anyway. Here's Paul Marriott, Have You Never Been Mellow? It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Summers are for taking it easy, and we've got just the right music to keep it that way. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
For the dawn, waiting for a girl a long time gone, long time gone is a lonesome sound. Long time blues is a hard way down. Walking in the rain, down by the depot, waiting for the train. Long time gone is the evening train. Long time blue is an aching pain. Listen to the sparrow singing his song. Listen for a voice a long time gone. A long time gone is a silent song. The window, waiting for the dawn, waiting for a girl a long time gone. Long time gone is a lonesome sound.
Long time blues
is a hard way down.
relaxing and easy. Do you know where you're going to? Do you know where you're coming from? Do you know to where you're going, or do you know from whence you came? Yes, anyhow, that's the London Studio Orchestra and Singers. Before that, Mason Williams and Longtime Blues. Neil Hefti in there with Exodus, the theme from Exodus, rather. Nori Paramore and Summer Holiday. And Paul Marriott, Have You Never Been Mellow? Have time for one more here in this hour. Here's Manuel and his version of the Spanish Flea. To ride the silver streak up to the top of the hour with Henry Mancini. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, won't you?
Production of PBRTV.com. in our 10th year. Now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.